Carroll County may be the last county in Arkansas to not have a rural public water supply. And as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich's been reporting, residents are strongly divided on constructing one, but there may be a final solution in the works.
I'm Ron Flake, JP for District 4 in Carroll County.
Justice of the Peace Ron Flake is chair of the Public Water Committee of the Carroll County Quorum Court, established a year ago. 4 years earlier, the Quorum Court passed an ordinance to establish a public facilities board to oversee financing and construction of a countywide rural public water delivery system after a great deal of public debate. Advocates said a county water system would help those with failing wells raise property values and reduce damage associated with fires. Those in opposition claimed the concept was being pushed by a group of Eastern County developers and farmers and gathered more than 1,200 signatures to bring the matter to a vote. In early 2011, a special election was held, and a majority voted to repeal the Rural Water Ordinance 1286, with 869 voting against repeal. Ron Flake blamed the outcome on bad weather and bad information.
Because of some ridiculous rumors going around about how it would require people to close their wells down if they were on the rural, if the rural water system was available, and how there would be large condemnations of land to run the lines through, and those just weren't things that were going to happen, but people were afraid of that.
Public facilities boards can declare eminent domain when pipes have to cross private property, but most lines are buried adjacent to county roads, advocates say. After the Water Facilities Board ordinance was killed, Carroll County Quorum Court avoided any discussion of rural water for about a year until Ron Flake formed an exploratory public water committee last winter to measure public opinion, collect data, and bring the matter once again before voters in 2014.
We have a very rural county, and a lot of people in the country are having some problem with the wells. We had those 2.5 very dry years. Some wells dried up. Some had to be opened up and deepened. And we have some reports of pollution in wells.
Likely traced to nitrogen from agricultural fertilizer and E. coli from animal waste or septage.
We have a lot of poultry operations in the county, and all of them have to have a dual water system. So they have to have two wells, or they have to have a public water system and a well. And some of them were having trouble with that.
Mostly in eastern Carroll County, where a majority appear to be in favor of public water, especially poultry producers. The typical broiler house requires as much as 100,000 gallons of water to raise a flock of 75,000 birds, five times the amount of an average swimming pool. The western side of the county is comprised mostly of migrants, either retired or working in or operating tourist-based businesses in and around Eureka Springs. Half of Carroll County's 28,000 residents rely on private well water. Ron Flake invited local media to his water committee meetings to spread the word on a rural water initiative, inviting comments and ideas. He was also contacted by a Missouri rural water systems engineer who caught wind of the effort and offered assistance as well as financial advice, and pitched the concept of smaller public water authorities.
Smaller, independent water systems to serve certain areas.
A more common and easier process, Ron Flake says, neighborhoods and small towns could collaborate.
There is probably a sufficient supply of groundwater to serve these smaller systems, especially on the north end of the county.
Holiday Island, a private residential development north of Eureka Springs, operates its own water system, as do the Eastern County developers. Remember them, who first pushed to establish a countywide public facilities board? They now pipe water to their own subdivisions. Carroll County public water authorities could tap onto the nearest municipal water system, directly onto the 18-mile-long Carroll Boone Water District, or drill their own wells. Little groundwater is available, but Carroll County sits on top of the Rubidoux Sandstone Formation, a water-rich aquifer, which data show can yield in some places as much as 300 gallons per minute flow.
Some of these public water authorities could have their own wells and establish their own system based on a couple of wells that they put in that would be much cheaper than transporting the water all the way it would have to go.
What is not known are the consequences of numerous public water authorities tapping into the Rubidoux, potentially depleting freshwater preserves, possibly causing private wells nearby to run dry. Carroll County Justice of the Peace and Rural Water Advocate Ron Flake says any public water authority system installation could be financed with low-interest federal and state loans and grants from USDA, State Natural Resources Commission, even ADEQ.
Rates and fees are set based on the loan repayment. Each section in the Public Facilities Board, each section in a public water authority, the water authority itself, repays the cost of building that system.
The Carroll County Public Water Committee presented their findings to the Quorum Court in December and are calling for volunteer rural neighborhoods and communities interested in forming public water authorities to step forward. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.